I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That in this offense. You see DeAndre Hopkins go up and make plays. You see Deshaun Watson make plays. They're not coached at an elite level. And I don't know how you change that. I don't think Bill O'Brien is all of a sudden going to become an offensive coach in the same caliber as Greg Roman or Andy Reid. Or would he even give up play calling to somebody? Because I don't even know that it's Tim Kelly. Everybody talks about Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly's basically been Bill O'Brien's understudy for 6 or 7 years or whatever, even longer than that. I'm not sure he's even the guy there. But if Bill O'Brien is going to be the coach for Deshaun Watson, you know, moving forward, he might need to just be the GM and let someone that is closer to the two guys that we just mentioned call the offense, because I just don't think BOB gets it done. You had 2 weeks to prepare for this, John.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
So, look, you reserve the right to change your mind, right? But one thing that we've been consistent about is that Deshaun Watson does more for Bill O'Brien than Bill O'Brien does for him. And that's been, you know, that's been proved over and over and over again this year. They've got to make a big, big jump in terms of a play calling and putting him in the right position. And Deshaun Watson shouldn't have to be perfect. You know, he can't be James Harden, you know, where, you know, he's out there scoring 50 points every game. You know, there's going to be an off night for Deshaun Watson, and the Texans are still going to have to be able to win the game with what they do on both sides of the ball and what Bill O'Brien has done, you know, personnel wise. You know, he's invested in this team draft picks and giving away draft picks because he's in a win now mode. Well, you got to win now then. You can't have games like you did yesterday.
You're in second place in the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
You're the sixth seed right now in the playoffs. Not sure that you can really say progress has been made up to this point. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig on a Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light. 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Mickey. Mickey, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I guess now we know Bill O'Brien, it's halfway through the season. Like you guys said, he had 2 weeks to prepare, and it's halfway through the season, and we're still getting crushed. And he says we got to get better. Bill O'Brien does not do his job. My club, my BOB club, I got people pounding the door to get in. the only thing we can do, and my mother-in-law, she's 83, and she has it on the head, and I said this a couple months ago, people need to stop going. And when I mentioned about the Texan shirt I had that I let my dog sleep on, well, bless his heart, I had to put him down. So now I use that shirt to wash my car.
Aww.
But I think we need to get rid of B.O.B. And, you know, it's a shame because after I hang up, I'll listen. Could you give me the latest stats on how many times Deshaun's been sacked, hit, or knocked down so far this season? And I'll hang up and listen, and I love you guys.
Appreciate
you, man. Love you back,
Mickey, man. You're the man. Well, he'd only been sacked 7 times in the last 5 weeks before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some progress there, Mick. But yesterday, 6 sacks, and I don't think all of them were on the O-line. I do think he was holding the ball a little bit longer. But again, whose job is that?
Mm-hmm.
Whose responsibility is it to make sure that he can get rid of the ball? It doesn't seem like this was the same offense that – I know it's easy to say that based on the results, but did it seem like they were running as many RPOs as they had in recent weeks? Did it look like this? This looked like the offense that we saw early on, like specifically.
And what was the big credit I gave Bill O'Brien and this team last week? Right going into the game, the reason I was optimistic and felt good about this team, no matter the outcome, because I thought they were going to play close. Well, it did matter the outcome because they got blown out. Is that they have an identity. I kept saying that. You know, for the first time, they have an identity on offense and defense. Defense, what's their identity here? Nobody runs the ball against this team. Well, the Ravens ran for 263 yards, and they had their first 100-yard rusher since 2017. And who was it? It wasn't Ingram. It was – anyway. And then the other identity on the offensive side of the ball is that the RPOs, which you just referenced. What – that's what you do best. That's what puts – now, I know they scout it, and they played it pretty well when they did run it against the run. They pinched down on that edge and really limited the runs and Deshaun Watson's reads. I get it, but they didn't use it enough. I mean, they didn't lean on their identity, and that bothered me.
I think it just goes back to what we asked at the start of this segment, and I think it really puts in perspective the situation that the three quarterbacks that have generated the most highlights the last couple of years, the new age of quarterbacks. The highlights that they've gotten, it puts it in perspective. If you asked 100 people who they'd most want to be the quarterback of their franchise between Mahomes, Jackson, and Watson, there would be three different answers.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes would probably get the majority of the votes, but there would be three different answers. If you asked which of these three coaches you would most want to call your offense, Andy Reid, Greg Roman, or Bill O'Brien, there would be two different answers, and Bill O'Brien wouldn't even be picked by anybody.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody in their right mind would pick Bill O'Brien. That puts in perspective the situation of these three quarterbacks right now in the NFL.
And that's what you have to ask yourself as you move forward, you know, in this with this team right now, is can you get there with him? Can you get there from here? Nobody's jumping ship just yet. At least I'm not. I'm just saying that it's bothersome that you're flirting with becoming an elite team in the NFL. You're one Sunday away from proving that you belong and being mentioned with the elite teams. And not only are you not mentioned, you're not in the same class. You stepped up in class, stepped up in quality of opponent, and got knocked out. It's just sad.
And now you just have the AFC South. And what am I supposed to take away? Let's say this season ends like we've seen it end in the last couple of years. Let's say the Texans win the AFC South and then they continue to struggle in the playoffs with Bill O'Brien. What am I supposed to say? Why am I supposed to be optimistic moving forward?
You shouldn't be. No. If this happens again and they finish 9-7 and either squeeze into the playoffs as a wild card or don't make the playoffs at all. They need to have a very important meeting in that building saying, guys, we've got 6 years under our belt. We're 9-7 again. That's what we were the first year he played, when he coached, when they didn't have Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson has been passed by guys that he's as good as or better than in this league. What do we need to do at the head coach position? After 6 years, they're going to have that discussion.
They need to. And I mean, they made a tough decision on Brian Game. Brian Game was 11-5 as a GM,
mm-hmm.
period. 11-5. That's what his record was. And they got rid of him.
Yeah.
What's the next step? 713-572-4610. Let's go to Clay. Clay, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
I'm just wondering, I mean, if you put Deshaun, or you put this whole team that we have with our running backs right now in Kubiak's game plan, what does this team look like?
Better.
Somebody was just asking me about that.
Better.
Yesterday, somebody texted me. It's a great question. What if you just brought in, what if Kubiak came in next year with the same team? You brought Kubiak back. I was like, what?
You'd be better.
You would be better.
I mean, he's a better offensive coach.
What he's doing with Minnesota.
I mean, he's a better offensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nobody in their right mind is going to say that Bill O'Brien's a better offensive coach than Gary Kubiak.
Exactly.
So I'd say better.
Mm-hmm.
ABC, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yes, I just got a couple points. I just want to – I mean, I don't understand how we have 2 weeks to prepare, you know, for this team, and we look shut out. You know, we shut down their offense in the first quarter, and then the second, third, and fourth quarter, you know, we don't even show up in my second. Let's get rid of Bill O'Brien, just put him at the GM position, bring somebody else in.
No, well, I don't think that's going to happen. They're not. If they make a move from Bill O'Brien as head coach, he's not going to be general manager. And then that's the other thing that you have to ask yourself, Landry, you know, because if you make a move, it's going to be a sweeping move. And we're way ahead of ourselves. I'm just answering the question, okay?
Are we?
Well,
I mean, are we?
We're 4 days away.
I mean,
anyway.
We're 12 weeks. Yeah, we're weeks into a season.
We're 4 days away at least. But if you do make that move, you're going to have to make a sweeping move.
I mean, what was the sales pitch at the start of the season? Good to great.
Yeah. And what is
you're at the luncheon.
You know, people say actions speak louder than words, and I know that's a cliche, but, you know, he's giving away draft picks like candy. Got a left tackle, got running backs, got, you know, all these other position players that he's bringing in, cornerbacks and such, because it's like, you know, we're trying to win it right now. We're trying to prove that we're elite right now. You went into Baltimore to put an exclamation point on that, and you just absolutely flopped.
It was bad. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. I'm Reaction Monday. Let's go around the NFL. I'm trying to keep myself together. I might need to sip on some more syrup. Let's go around the NFL week 11 next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.